This is Sandra Nyaira. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Wednesday, November 4, 2015. Journalists from the Sunday Mail were arrested for publishing an article alleging a senior police officer was involved in poaching activities that have seen more than 60 elephants being killed by cyanide poisoning in the Wange National Park appear in court today. Another state media journalist is arrested for allegedly asking for a bribe from wealthy businessman Sam Levy. Indigenization Minister Patrick Joao launches the $10 million youth fund in Harare. The United Kingdom is crafting tougher immigration laws that will make life impossible for thousands of Zimbabweans living and working illegally in Britain. Food shortages worsen in the southern areas of the country, with the majority poor households predominantly in crisis as the lean season continues. Soccer legend Paul Gundani, a Secretary General of the Footballers Union of Zimbabwe, dies. And Michael Kariati says the Zimbabwean football family is unanimous in saying businessman Philip Chiangwa should not take over the reins at the Zimbabwe Football Association. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. Please check us out on Facebook. We are also on WhatsApp and Twitter. Today on Live Talk, our host will be talking with listeners and experts about Paul Gundani's legacy. Stay tuned.